Hello and welcome to the Authority Building Content Podcast by One Stone Creative, where we give you tips and tricks on what content you should create and why to get more leads and grow your business. I'm Audra Casino, and today we're talking about courses. So there is a lot of training and information out there about how to create a course. Everywhere you turn, somebody has something to say about it, and it sounds amazing, right? So you put in a little bit of work at the outset, and then you sell your valuable information many times over to people who can truly benefit from it. So what could go wrong? I am about to tell you. But first, I'll tell you why you should listen to me. My partner Megan Doherty and I run a multimedia content agency, and we do create courses for clients, but only if we think they'll actually make money from them. Believe it or not, we refuse most people because we won't take money to create an asset that won't pay for itself. And a painful amount of online courses never pay for themselves. Hundreds of people invest huge amounts of time and money creating courses that don't sell. They bought training, they either made or paid for videos, audio versions, PDFs, and learning management systems. Then a few people buy in, and then crickets. And it's not usually because the content isn't any good. It's not usually because the AV is bad. And it might not even be because the creator hasn't spent time building an audience. And it's not because no one actually uses the courses they buy. Although, if you didn't know it, most people don't use the courses they buy. It's because the math isn't actually that good for online courses. So most course trainers will tell you that there's a virtually unlimited pool of potential students for your course. This may be technically true in the sense that there are over 7 billion people on the planet who exist and might someday buy a course. But let's think about things a little more critically. Here's the realistic criteria. These people need to be in your target demographic. They're at a point in their lives or businesses where they're in the sweet spot between knowing they need help but can't afford one-on-one help or to hire something done for them. They're familiar with the concept of online courses. They're self-motivated enough to complete and make use of an online course. They know you and your brand well enough to confidently make the investment. They're in your sphere of influence. That means already in your community or the community of people who will promote your course for you. And they have the time to take a course on a specific topic. So when you look at it that way, that's not quite as many people as you thought it was. And that is normal. Most business owners are not in a position to really see the value out of an investment in creating an online course. Some are, and we will talk about that, but I want you to think about something first. What's the gain you expect to get out of an online course? Is it passive income? The ability to reach more people? A way to cut down on the waiting list for your individual services? The respect of your peers? Knowing why you want to create an online course is a really important element when you're considering making one. So if what you want is money, there are usually easier ways to get it, I assure you. But if you're starting at an inbox of people who desperately want to pay you for your help and you don't have enough time to do it, well then, that's when you're in online course territory. And that's the real rule of thumb for creating a course online. People are literally asking you for one. And it's not just somebody saying once, oh my gosh, you should make a course on this. I mean, several unique individuals at different times and unprompted by you saying some variant of, I really wish you had a course I could buy. So if this happens at least 5 times from 5 different people, go ahead, make your course. Another good time to make a course is if you have a large pool of existing clients or other stakeholders who will get value out of taking it. So an example of this might be a course on engaging professionally on Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn for all your social media management clients. Another might be if you're a nonprofit working with a lot of volunteers and you need to help them to be able to take training on their own time at their own rate. Basically, if there are people who need information from you, a course can be a great way to give it to many of them at once. Now, finally, a free course, which, by the way, still needs to be high quality, can be a good way to build your email list or community. Note, I said free. This can be to educate the broader world about your subject matter area, so a percentage of them will graduate to becoming clients and to build out your list of sales-related products or services. Think of an online accounting course offered by bookkeeping software. And course-wise, that's about it. When you're in one of these situations, or you're not, but you're still thinking, I could totally make a course, then you need to have three elements well in hand before you start. First, you have to be an expert. You've probably got this one down. Second, you have to either have weeks of available time to create content, or be able to afford thousands of dollars to have something professionally made, or have a big enough audience that likes you well enough to tolerate poor quality audio video materials. And yes, some big names make absolutely bargain basement quality learning materials. This is because they have enough social capital that they don't need to demonstrate respect for their students by producing quality materials. Now, third, you have to have an audience big enough that has enough disposable income that you can make a profit on a 1% conversion rate. Or you have to have relationships with people who have a large audience and are willing to promote your course for affiliate commissions. Side note, if your course is for internal use or free, you can ignore this one. And there you have it. When you should make an online course and when you shouldn't. If you're in the sweet spot for online courses or you want to talk about some possible alternatives, head on over to onestonecreative.net and book a call with my partner, Megan Doherty, to figure out how to get your message out there in the most effective way for your business.